Welcome, and thanks for joining us for today's message from the archives of Pastor Tony Alamo, presented by Help from Christ Ministries. If today's message inspires or encourages you, please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or helpfromchristministries@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. We're on program 55. And when you listen to it and you like it and you'd like to review it again, well, you can have a free copy of it. Postage and handling taken care of by us also. But Sharon will give you four different ways on how to receive it at the end of the program. We still have part 11 of Another Pearl Harbor to do. And we have some letters here. And let's all go to the throne of the Lord to ask the Lord to destroy the works of Satan by anointing this message today. Father, we thank and praise your name for the outward anointing, which is the anointing, the baptism of the Holy Spirit for the ministry. We thank you for salvation inwardly, and we thank you for the outward anointing of the Holy Spirit for the ministry outwardly. And Lord, we ask that you anoint every word. Let there nothing be said that is unapproved by you. Lord, anoint everything to open the spiritual eyes and those ears, let them be opened, so that they can see and hear the truth. Because when they know the truth will set them free. Free from the bondage of Satan. Not free from being in your spirit, because we have to be slaves to either you or Satan. We have to choose, because it's for sure we're a slave of somebody. And I just thank and praise the Lord that I am your servant or your slave, and I do it willingly. We can choose who we're going to be the slave of. We're free moral agents. We can choose you or Satan. And Lord, I choose you, and I thank you for it. And I pray that through your message today that people will be saved by the millions, because this tape will go all over the world. And to huge churches in Africa, India, Philippines, and many other places in the world, and that the church will be edified. Oh God, we ask it in Jesus' mighty name, and everyone says, Amen.
Amen.
All right, here's another Pearl Harbor, Part 11.
Those who are using their power in this world to create wars, murder the innocent, imprison the innocent with false accusations, and change the laws of God shall soon meet the King of Terrors. Job 18, verse 14. The God who is terrible to the wicked kings of the earth, Psalm 76, verse 12, and terrible in his doing toward the wicked children of men, Psalm 66, verse 5. Thou shalt not murder, Exodus chapter 20, verse 13, original Hebrew. God told me that I am the world's spiritual leader. If I were a secular leader like the Pope or the heads of nations, there would be no war because God's new covenant, the New Testament, forbids it. War is of the flesh, not of God. Again, from whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members? James chapter 4, verse 1.
He's talking about carnal wars. About spiritual warfare is legal. We must fight spiritually with the double-edged sword, the word of God. Then what?
To the media, the Pope says, I don't want war, but to the nations whom he controls, war is the order of the day. What else can we say about politicians? The front part of the candy and ice cream shop is sweet, but remember what goes on in the back room. What better way is there for us to love our enemies than to pray for their salvation, to give them the true word of God, and to show them the evil things they are doing, which are sin, the transgression of God's law?
That's the way the mafia used to do, is they'd have a candy shop and malts and hamburgers in front. But in the back room, there's these cigar-chewing gangsters, you know, and bag men, and they're taking bets and running prostitution up on the second floor and selling drugs out the back door. So the front is the candy shop. It's like Snow White is in the candy shop serving everybody. And the seven little wicked dwarves are in the back there with their cigars. But in many cases, it's more than seven of these little dwarves. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
The popes have always forbidden the reading of the Bible. When the first Gutenberg press began printing Bibles, the deceived Catholic laity were shocked. When they read the truth, they realized the contrast between it and the Pope's heresy. When the Catholics saw the heresy of the Pope, because they began reading the Bible, they began protesting. This was the beginning of what we now call the Protestant churches.
Protestant churches, right?
Right.
Protestant. They protest. The protest is against Roman Catholicism. Amen?
Amen.
Good one.
But of course, the true protesters of evil were the first followers of Christ. They include all those individuals who have followed him through every age. This is why the Pope for years has made it a sin to read the Bible. It exposes his heresy. This is why Bibles are not allowed in public schools, and why the Pope said he must control the public schools, which he does. You have allowed the Vatican politicians to extract the very means by which your children can read the truth and be saved. We can remove these mountains, if we desire to move them, by praying to God to remove the darkness from these pitiful souls' eyes. Lord, let them see the light in the mighty name of Jesus. No one is above the law. The Lord judges equally without respecting persons, whether it be the little people or kings, presidents, and queens. If anyone in government or any individual citizen commits any crime, especially a high crime, they should be prosecuted for the safety of the people of America and the world. However, the Vatican wants to prosecute those of us who are telling you the truth, those of us who are uncovering their wickedness, and those of us who are praying for their salvation in the precious name of Jesus.
Those in the government and the media and the One World Church are committing crimes. They will be judged for them. And some of them have, many of them have already gone out to meet the Lord, and they are crushed then. Their whole complexion changes, and they turn into evil-looking beasts, and they look evil and wicked throughout eternity. God sends them there. You're not able to get away with anything. God is judging you every second that you live, so it's very good to keep it on your mind to love the people with the love of God, to first get the love of God in you, which is the Holy Spirit, get cleansed from the blood of Jesus, and start living in the Spirit, according to the law of the Spirit of life, and get away from the law of sin and death, because it's for sure, if you sin, you're going to die and spend eternity in hell and the lake of fire. There's just no way out. That's the way the Lord says, and that's the way it is. God is God, and He doesn't change. You're not going to go up there and offer Him some money or any con job. You're going to just stand. He's not going to pull out a new rule book on you. It's going to be the Bible that He's judging you with. So read it and see, and then shape your life up the way that the Bible tells you to, the way that God in His Word tells you to. The Bible tells us that the Word of God, the Bible, is God. So if you want to know God, open it up and read Him and obey Him. And the first thing is to become born again of the Spirit. Okay, so that you're not the way you were in the flesh. All of us have to become born again, because the Lord doesn't like the first way we were born. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
We have the victory. God's word says the people of the world in the last days would say, "Who is able to make war with the beast, the one world system?" Revelation chapter 13, verse 4.
Which is the one world cult, the one world government, and the one world media. Who can make war against such a mighty power as this? Well, you know, a lot of those people lived in New Orleans and in Pakistan and all over the world, Indonesia, and the whole world is being cursed by God. You can't get away from a disease if the Lord gives it to you. And there are hundreds, maybe thousands of different diseases now that people have. And the Lord is no respecter of persons. You be the president or anybody, and you're going to catch one of them. You're going to catch it from one direction or another. You're not God. God is. Okay, and He's going to do it. He's doing it right now, right in front of your eyes. Then what?
God's word says He can do it and will do it.
And God is doing it, right? He's doing it. Then what?
God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. This means Christ is more than able to not only make war with the beast, but to easily win and grind him to powder, as the book of Daniel says he will in chapter 2, verses 34 through 35.
All right, well, the Lord has already defeated Satan, and so it's already written who the winner is and who the loser is. Satan and all his people are condemned already. But the Lord has come into the world and sent us into the world after him to see if you people, by the preaching of the word, will receive salvation and a clean escape from all this satanic, all the Satanism that's in the world. Go ahead.
Read the books of Daniel and Revelation, which say God and his people have the victory and win the war. During World War II, the government and media propagandists had everyone in the United States hating the Japanese and German people so much that in all the schools, even in the small community of Lewistown, Montana, where I lived at the time, the government put Japanese and German flags in the school hallways for us to spit on.
I and my brother Danny lived there with our parents. They ran a hotel there and a place called the Town Talk. It was the soda place for the kids to come to, sodas and hamburgers, and they could dance there and so on. Okay, and then what? Read that back.
In the small community of Lewistown, Montana, where I lived at the time, the government put Japanese and German flags in the school hallways for us to spit on.
Okay.
Who are we supposed to spit on now? The Middle Easterners? No. Rome and its entire world system wants you to spit on God.
Well, right back there, they were telling us that all the Japs were devils and all the Germans were devils. These were wars instigated by the Vatican. And now, who's the devils today? Well, there's Russia who's going to get us. Then China is going to get us. No, it's the people in high places that are pitting the people of nations against each other with these different catastrophes that they're causing. Pearl Harbor, the Reichstag building, 9/11. These are just contrived things to cause the people of the United States and other places in the world to go to war. Because they know people don't want to fight. The general public does not want to go to war. And so they just, Satan just has to have, some kind of war and fightings and all kinds of things going on. And that's what it's all about. It's Satan. And who can figure out Satan? You just have to look at the Word of God and see what he's all about. So you can't figure out, but God tells you what Satan is up to in the Bible. This Rome organization is powered by Satan. It wants to control the world. It's Satan's last attempt to just control people before he himself and all of his filthy angels are sent into hell in the lake of fire. He wants to take you with him. So it shows that, you know, you're living in sin. Satan is leading you into sin, and he doesn't have any love for your soul. You think that, oh, you're just getting away with murder. But you're going to pay for it. Okay, so get away from there. Then what else?
Rome and its entire world system wants you to spit on God, on God's word, on the Bible, on prayers, and on all the members of Christ's body, his church. Every time you spit on these, you can be even more assured that you will not spend eternity with God, but instead in the place that God has carefully prepared for Satan and all those who follow him. Was World War II of the Lord or of Rome and Satan? The pro-one world government moguls arranged for Japan to bomb Pearl Harbor. Many millions of people believe that Franklin D. Roosevelt, who was a pawn of Rome, not only knew of, but helped plan this demonic massacre. These abominations and much more are why God will soon be terrible to the kings of the earth. Psalm 76, verse 12. And why he will be terrible in his doing toward the children of men who follow these mad, insane, evil men who work abominations on the face of the earth. Psalm 66, verse 5. Mr. Roosevelt and many others like him now know these things to be facts. I'm sure they all wish they could come back and undo what they did while they were alive. But now it's too late, too late, too late. The Apostle Paul was very wicked before he met Jesus. He confessed himself to be the chief of sinners. Jesus, in a vision, stopped him on the road to Damascus. This caused Paul's conversion. Then Christ used him in even a more dynamic way than he did Stephen. So no matter what you've done in the past, just repent. God can do a mighty work in you as he did in Stephen, Paul, and all the other mighty apostles and disciples of God down through the ages. Satan in Rome created and financed the war between the United States, Japan, and Germany. Now Satan and Rome have given all of our major industries to Japan, Germany, and other countries. Who in the world is behind the scenes running the big shell games, shuffling everything back and forth, if it's not the devil, his pope in Rome, and his puppets throughout the world?
Then who is it, if it's not them? Amen? Because the Bible said these things are so, and so you can see that it's so if you just open your eyes. Then what else?
Rome and the devil are behind the scenes making all these moves. In World War II, the media told us who to spit on, and they told us who to love. They are doing the same thing today. But God tells us to love even our enemies. We love them by praying for their souls, by feeding them the Word of God, and by watering them with the Word of God.
And not by bombing them. Okay, then what?
This is love, that we walk after His commandments. 2 John, verse 6. If they don't get saved, God will keep coals of fire on their heads. Romans chapter 12, verse 20. Even though we know that Rome is doing these things through the heads of the governments they control, we should not spit on Rome, on these heads of governments, or on the people that follow them. We must preach this end-time gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to these people, and we must pray to God in the name of Jesus for all of these people to become true members of Christ's body.
But that isn't the way Rome thinks. They figure if you're preaching the gospel, make a turkey shoot out of it, go down there to Waco and kill all of them. Little kids and their moms and dads. They don't have any mercy on them. Of course, try to give himself up as waving a white flag, and every time he'd step out, they'd shoot him in the stomach or somewhere. This is Rome's tactics. So they're not at all the Lord. Now, I think most people know that. Then what else?
Again, God saved Paul, who was the chief of sinners, because he killed members of Christ's body. He can save those who are doing wickedness in the world today as well. Yes, we should be praying to God to save those in Rome and the nations she controls, those who will come out of her. If some of them refuse to be saved, we should be asking God to do what he said he's going to do to them. After the seven first plagues and the ministry of the two witnesses, Rome's plague shall come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. Revelation chapter 18, verse 8. Read the entire 18th chapter of the book of Revelation. One of the world's greatest con jobs. The devil, Rome, and all Rome's people, who have infiltrated the United States for many decades, have had a lot of fun. Especially those who were in the media during World War II, spreading lies such as those which stated there were shortages of beef, butter, leather, tobacco, Hershey's candy bars, nylon stockings, and green paint. The people of the United States were not allowed to have these things for years. The creameries were not allowed to make butter. They were allowed to make ice cream, and they could sell milk. Those who raised beef cattle were paid not to raise or to sell beef, except to the elite, the Roman cult. Horse meat, butcher shops were open. The American people had to eat horse meat. This lie was certainly not because the devil in Rome likes you. We were told we had to wear cardboard shoes because the boys overseas needed leather for their combat boots. Even when I was 8 years old, I couldn't believe the audacity of those who were telling such blatant lies. Moreover, I couldn't believe the blatant corporate stupidity of the people of the United States of America, as well as the people of the world, in their eagerness to believe such things. I wondered if I was the only one in the world with a brain. My God, you know how I love the souls of all those in the world that thou hast created, but Father, in Jesus' name, give them brains as well as your spirit, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2.
You know, if there's the same amount of men that were in the United States, we had plenty of beef and milk and butter and all these different things. And then they go overseas, and they're in Hershey bars and green paint. They use the green paint for camouflage. Lucky Strike Green has gone to war. It used to be on the cigarette ads. They're gone to war. And so they were really getting their kicks, you know, and laughing at people. I told my mother, I said,
how could there be a shortage just because they go overseas? It's the same amount of people. I mean, even some of them are getting killed over there, unfortunately. But there should be more food and leather and all these things available. There should be more now. Amen?
Amen.
She says, I don't know, son. I just don't know. But this is what our president is telling us and the government, and we have to follow what these people say. And I said, they're eggheads. I said, you know, somebody's lying. Later on, I found out from Susie that she was married to this Gunzel. He was an enforcer with the Pipefitters Union. He was a boxer, champion boxer. She told me that he would go out on barges and dump millions of tons of beef and butter into the ocean. And the reason they did that is to make the American people feel, because of these shortages, that we're in war and that we really have to fight the Japs and Germans. Okay? No silk stocking for you women, because we're using them for parachutes. That's what they said. Okay, then what?
Why, I asked my mother, was there enough of everything before our troops went to Germany and the South Pacific? Why is there a shortage now? It's the same amount of people, or even less people, because many of our men are being killed over there. My mother would simply answer me, I don't know. I'm so glad God gave me a brain that did not believe devils and their false religions and propaganda. How wicked of Satan! How wicked of Rome! How wicked of the world system and the media to watch the people that God created out of the dirt of the ground walking around with cardboard shoes when there was plenty of leather.
Yeah, now what they did is bomb the World Trade Centers and tell them that we have to protect from all these people. Hey, we have to protect from terrorists. The terrorists are our own people here in the United States. They want to take all of our freedoms away, so they're just really moving on us to do that. You know, it's written that these people have turned their heads to just let these, quote, terrorists, unquote, do what they did so that they could take our freedoms away. Well, on that note, I see that our time is up. And so what do you figure? We've got two more sessions of another Pearl Harbor? Yeah, about two more. All right, so I'm going to stop here. It's time for us to pray now. Those of you that want to be part of those that are going to be rejoicing when this Antichrist regime is over with, which is any minute now, say this prayer so you can be saved. Say to the Lord, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father God, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Father God, Holy Spirit, wash all my former filthy sins in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. Father God, Holy Spirit, you will save my soul, I know, because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away. All who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just praise and thank the Lord, and share and tell everybody how to receive a copy of this program, number 55.
Go to alamoministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamoministries.com. Or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California, 90078, or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
All right, so tomorrow, make sure you tune in for part 12 of Another Pearl Harbor. And some of you may think that we've got an overactive imagination. No, it's just that we're just telling you the way it is, and you have to receive it or not. And the Lord tells us to expose the enemy, to expose the satanic things that are going on in the world so that you know who your enemy is. Amen?
Amen.
So until tomorrow, this is Pastor Tony Alamo telling you tune in for part 12. And God bless you, and praise the Lord. Amen.
Frank Sinatra and Nancy Sinatra wanted me to sing a song in their publishing company, and Billy Strange, I usually call him Strange Billy, called me up and asked me if I wanted to do the song. I listened to it and I loved it. It's called Sunday School to Broadway.
Well, she used to stand, clap her hands, and sing Amazing Grace, while the tears of childhood innocence were rolling down her face. Mama prayed at night and raised her right hand, thought she knew the way. But it's a long, long way from Sunday school to where she is today. It's a long, long way from Sunday school to Broadway. She's a long way from the girl she used to be. When you sing a sinner's song, it's hard to find your way back home. Well, it's a long, long way from Sunday school to Broadway. Sunday evening, stand in a gospel tent down on her bended knees. There she gave a soul to Jesus, and he set her spirit free. But the cold night air out on Times Square, it put she felt back home. And it's a long, long way from Sunday school to New York nights alone. It's a long, long way from Sunday school to Broadway. She's a long way from the girl she used to be. When you sing a sinner's song, it's hard to find your way back home. 'Cause it's a long, long way from Sunday school to Broadway. Then her eyes grew bright in the cool, dark night, and a halo framed her face. And a passerby swore he heard her cry, did he hear Amazing Grace? They couldn't see the man who took her hand as she lay there in the street. And it's a long, long way from Broadway to a place at the Master's feet. It's a long, long way from Sunday school to Broadway. She's a long way from the girl she used to be. When you sing a sinner's song, it's hard to find your way back home. Well, it's a long, long way from Sunday school to Broadway. It's a long, long way from Sunday school to Broadway. She's a long way from the girl she used to be. When you sing a sinner's song, it's hard to find your way back home. Well, it's a long, long way from Sunday school to Broadway. It's a long, long way from Sunday school to Broadway.
For generations, many have been blessed by the anointed messages of Pastor Tony Alamo. Help from Christ Ministries is always eager to hear from our viewers. Please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.